So we're starting the Mishnah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. There are two places in Shas where the Mor goes to the primary issues of Avodim. His Masechtas Kedushin talks about Kinyanei Avodim and some of those halachas. And this is the other place in Shas where the Mor talks about Avodim. Talks about Shichur, but once you talk about Shichur, talks about a lot of other halachas about Avodim also. Eved Shenishba. So the Eved was captured by listim goyim upadu, and now the people other than the owner redeemed him. Im l'shum ebed yishtabed, im l'shum ben charon lo yishtabed, v'shem megamilam ben kach ben kach yishtabed. So does he get it? Is this a shichrur? Tanakhama says it could be, depending on what their intent was. Either way, not. So Grashi Ebed can. Either way, it's not a shichur. Ebed Kanani. So Grashi Shenishba Batu Yisrael Macherim. Somebody other than the owner. So if it's the shum Ebed Yishtabed, the Gemara Mefarish. So the Gemara says, "B'maya Skina." Where does the owner stand on this ownership? The original owner hasn't been meyayish. Shalashum ben charon, am I lo yishtabit? He's still an evet. The fact that I'm pointed to him from the shvoyim, l'shem ben charon, is irrelevant. He still belongs to his owner. So he's an evet. So if I want to use him, meanwhile, he's an evet. I will have a din of being mishabed with him. And then I'll return him to his owner, and the usage that I get out of him will offset the cost of feeding him, etc. El acher yush. So the case has to be there was after yush. Okay. So the original owner was Miyayish, and then the Gemara says, even l'shum ebed, am I yishtabed? So the Gemara says, yishtabed would mean referring to the Gemara assuming means to the original owner, but he was Miyayish already. Some rabbi, loylem lifnei yush. The Mishnah talking about lifnei yush. Ulshum eved yishtabed l'rabba rishon. And if you put him l'shum eved, so he's mishtabed to the rabba rishon still. It's before yush. L'shum ben charon lo yishtabed l'rabba rishon l'rabba sheni. So neither one has rights to him. L'rabba sheni lo d'hol l'shum ben charon parke. The second person was put him l'shem ben charon, so he. And he had no intent of an acquisition of an eved. But the rabbi rishon nami loy dilma mimnoi loy parki. That we have this person who's chayv mitzvahs, but the ma'isa to redeem him, to put him into a state of ben charon, is something which people would prefer to do rather than being put him just to put him back as being an eved. So, considering the fact that these Mishnayos are in the flow of the Mishnayos of Halachas of Tikkun Olam, we say that there was a Tekanah Rabbanon that he doesn't go back to Rabbi Rishon. If you're part of Moshe Ben Charon, he doesn't go back to Rabbi Rishon because otherwise you're afraid people won't be part of it. Rishon Gamliel Omer Ben Kach Ben Kach Yishtabed. So, even if he was part of the Moshe Ben Charon, he still goes back to the Rabba Rishon. Because over to shame, Shemitz Aliptus is Bnei Charon, Kachmitz Aliptus is Avodim. There's a mitzvah to part of Avodim. So, people won't be Nimna. That's a bias pshat in the Gemara. In the Mishnah. Rabba Amar Lo'ilam, Rabba says, Lacha Yish. Okay, so Rishum Eved Yishtaber L'Rabbi Sheni. So if it's after Yerush, so by this person being paid to him with intent to use him, he's kind of him like from Yerush. So he's Meshuvah L'Rabbi Sheni. L'Shum Medcharin Lo Yishtaber Lo L'Rabbi Rishon below the Rabbi Sheni. The Rabbi Sheni loy deha l'shum ben charen parke. He wasn't part of the Meshem Eved. The Rabbi Rishon nami loy deha l'acher yiyush ava. It's after yiyush, so the Rabbi Rishon gave up his rights to him through yiyush. I'm oversimplifying that. Shem loy mer ben kach ben kach yishtabed. So why is there a shibud? Kirchizkiya. Why do we say that either way he goes back to Rabbi Rishon? Being captured by these armies might be preferable than being the Eved to his master. So we're going to use that, let that be an out that people might do. Okay. Meisvei. Amar lahem Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Brisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Kishem Shemitzoliptus es b'nei Charen, Kach Mitzoliptus es avodim. So that Brisa, which we quoted before, is in the Tosefta presented as Rav Shimon Gamliel's response to the Chachamim. So Morris says, so according to Baya, that makes sense. The Tanakhama is saying that there's Takana that he doesn't go back to this Rabbi Rishon because maybe people won't want to be part of him. Rishon says back, no, there's a mitzvah part of him, so people will not. That's not a reason why people would refrain from pidyon. Bishem Labaya Dumer lifting years, how did the Kamar Kashem? Hi Kishem, is this the response he should say? Because it's just like there's a mitzvah to do this, there's a mitzvah to do that. Mishum the Chizkihu. Mishum Lil should say, the reason why I said what I said is because of Chizki's concern that people will be mapple out from the guy, says, not because there's a mitzvah they pray to avoid him. It's the wrong answer. So I'm the Chorava, Shingam Leal, I have a Yoda, my Kamer Rabbanah. Shingam Leal was responding to the multiple thought processes of what the Chachamim might have said. Well, Kamer Lehu. Eilithan Yish Kamrisu Hanu Kishem. If the scenario you're referring to is a scenario before Yish, I have the argument, like I said in the Brisa, there's a mitzvah to be point out of. But if you're talking about after Yush, then my argument is Kedachizkiya. Okay. See Rashi. Ilif the Yush Shabalam Harishanim, Padu Minav Kachabim, he's put him before the Yush. So then. And it was after Yush, the Shum Eved, Amay Yishtabed, because the Rabbi Rishon, we're talking about the Rabbi Rishon. And then that we ask the question, why should I go back to him? Amay, Harenis Yayish. So where it says that Sabaya says, it's someone leaves the Yush. And the Shum Eved, he goes back to the Rabbi Rishon. Shum Eved means Amanas Lachzir the Rabbi Rishon. Oh, I feel Amanas the Ishtabed boy. Even if the intent was the second one wants to take it for himself, but since it's before Yiyush, Ishtabed the Rabbi Rishon, the Sheni Lekana. So in that situation, he goes back to Rab, even though the second person was pointed for himself, to use him as an eved. So it goes back to Rabbi Rishon. Now Rashi says an interesting point. Right? He understands that if the scenario is a scenario of lithnei yush, that he really has the right to it. So even though he's claiming his only being poyed, if he can use it himself, he knows that that's not a real the money laid out, and he still doesn't get a right to the Eved Batsim, if it's at least a Yush, he's a Gazan. So, Shailas, what's the flip side of Rashi? So, what else? So, therefore, we take away from the Rabbi Sheni, we give it back to Rabbi Rishon. Because Rabbi Sheni always is a Gazan. Let's say you would say that he's not made the Yodah. What would be then? So I marked over on the side that they said I had written the main side of my Gemara. I am Pnei Yeshua. I did not look up the Pnei Yeshua. I don't remember what he says. I guess the question would be over there in that situation that we say we'd have to be reimbursed. Which is not discussing yes or no on that point. If he didn't realize, so he says he thought that he gets the either way, even in a case of at least in the Yush. So he could argue, I only agreed to pay him if I get to use him. So, I want my money back. I don't know. So, but if he's part of Moshe Medcharin, then the Rabbi Rishon can't take him back because people won't be paid otherwise. They'll sit back. No, kashem. It's a mitzvah to be part of the Bnei Charin. Kach mitzalita says avodim. So this concern that people will refrain from pidyon is not true. Rabbi says we're talking about after Yush. If he's a shum eved, he's mishtabed with him. The Rabbi Sheni, come on, poruch miman kanye. How does the Rabbi Sheni get a kinyan in this eved? The shavoyim lechar weren't really the owners. The Rabbi Rishon didn't sell the Eved to him. So how does he cut out the Eved? Just the Morse Kasha at the bottom of the Yomit. But if it's the Shum, the Ben Chari goes free. Shem Lil says, Ben Kacham and Kachish Tabit. And that is the Rabbi Rishon. That people will use this as otherwise as a subterfuge to get out of the hands of their masters. So they go back to Rabbi Rishon. Then the Mor brought a brisa where Shemlil said that he said this, that Kashem is a mitzvah lif has been chara and it's a mitzvah lipayra avodim. That was his response to the Chachamim. So Mor Sabisham according to Baya, the Muki belief in the years, Shemataima, the Tanakamashum, Mimno Yibala Parki. Tanakhama is saying we have a tekana that even though it's lifnei yush, that he goes free because otherwise people won't be paid to him. So then Shem Lil says back, how does the kamer kishem? Shem Lil's not worried about that concern because there's a mitzvah to paid on heaven, so people will be paid up. Al Rabbi the Muki b'la'acher yush, Tam Tanakhama shum afkata the yushu. So the Tanakhama is arguing. It's after Yush, and therefore he goes to the Rabbi Sheni, or he goes free. Then, if that's the argument, so my kashem the kamar. What's the kashem? Hotai Mishum Lil Mishum the Chizkiyah Shlo Yapalatz with the guy says, "Kind Mishum Lil's pshat is he goes back to Rabbi Rishon, because otherwise people will use this as a way to escape from their masters." You know, maybe Pshat and Rashi is like this. The same way, if he's part of the Meshem, Ben Chur in the Tanakhama says we make a takana that he goes three, otherwise people will not want to be poida. Why are we worried if he's poida in the shame avid that the people won't be, if he doesn't get the avid, if people will not be poida? So Mika then he belongs to Rabbi Rishon. But we should argue that there's this made the, this concern of Mimni Vloy Parki. So Rashi says that's not true. Because people know that the psak over there is going to be, they have to give it back. If they're part of the Shem and Chorin, they're hoping that the guy should go free. So they don't see that as stealing. They're stealing that, you know, let the guy go free. But if they're taking the Shem Eved, even the Shem Eved for themselves, they can't argue, well, had we known what's going to happen, we wouldn't win in part. Because that's not true. You know what's going to happen. And you did it anyway. So the Xera, that the cutter, because of the Xera, doesn't apply. Okay. Something more. The Rabbah Domer La'achah Yiyush, the Rabbah Sheni. So according to the Baya, the Shibud is the Rabbah Rishon. So there's no act of being kind of the Eved over here. But it's after Yiyush. And the if he's part of the Shem Eved, he means Meshuvah the Rabbah Sheni. So Rabbah Sheni, Miman Konile. Who's Rabbi Sheni been kind of from? Mishvoi, from the captors. Shvoi Gufe, mi kanile. Do the captors really own him that they can be mocked to him? Okay. Somewhere's in. Kanele the Maisa Yadav. The Shvoi can be kind of the Eved for to the extent of owning the Maisa Yadayim. And then he can turn around and sell that to the Rabbi Sheni. Morris says, Domerish Lakish. Menai Levichabim is Shekane Esavichabim the Maisa Yadav. So how do we know that one goy can own another goy from Maisa Yadayim? He has an actual bialus in him. Shemar begamim that toshivim hagarim mechem mehem tiknu atem kanim mehem. You can be kind of avodim from the bnei toshivim, the non-Jews. Well, hem kanim mechem, they cannot be kind of a Jew for an eved. Well, him kind of zemizep, and they're not kind of from each other. Yachol lo yiknu ze as ze. Then the Bryce Newton says, "I think this doesn't work." So, where says one second? What just happened? Yachol lo yiknu ze as ze. But Marta lo him kind of zemizep. You just said that they cannot kind of. Says, but then you say, "Well, I would think they can't be kind of," and Ralph said they could. You just told me that they can't. Now you tell me that you know that I would think that they can't, but really they could. What's going on over here? Some words like this. Sacha Gomer. Vlahim Kadim Zemizel Lagufa. That a king and a goof in the ever they don't get. One goy and another goy. Yachalo Yiktu Zezel Maisa Yadav. Does he get a king on him for Maisa Yadayim? And that, now we'll pick up with the Bryce response. The more introduction injected in the middle of the Bryce, so now the more is going back to the Bryce. Kabbal Chaymer. I'm after Kabbal Chaymer. Okay, so we're going to say on this a Kabbal Chaymer. Abcham Yisrael Kaina. Abcham Lokoshke. We know that a goy can be kind of the Yisrael. The Pasuk talks about being poyter from a case where a goy bought a Yisrael. So he got a kinyan in him from Maisa Yadayim. So for sure, a goy from a goy. Okay. So the more Bema Hani merely because, but maybe this that a goy can be cut another goy is through kasef. But over here, the captor was not cutting the Eved through kasef. So he doesn't own the Eved to then be marked to him to the Rabbi Sheni. Al b'chazaka loy, if the goy uses force so he's asserting his authority over the Eved, that is not a valid kinyan. Somewhere Papa Amon Umayev Tiru Basikhat. So we see that through their show of force and then exerting their authority over the lands of Amon and Moav, they became the lands of Sichon. Therefore, even Klaisa was told that they may not take from the land of Amon and Moav. Once Sichon had captured it, it belongs to Sichon, and Klaisa is then allowed to take possession of it. So even though Sichon did not pay for it, it's karka, and he's been cutting it through asserting his authority over it. So similarly, the shavoy will be cutting the Eved by asserting his authority over the Eved. And once there's yish, and then he can turn around and sell him the Rabbi Sheni. That's one goy being cutting another goy. What about Avichavim Yisrael Minolot? I don't know that works, that he gets a Maisi Adayim on a kinyan of a Yisrael, on a Yisrael. And an Eved Kanani has something in him like Yisrael already. He's not just like a goy. So how do we know that through the process of either Kesef or Chazaka, the goy can get a kinyan on the Maisi Adayim of a Eved Kanani or Yisrael? The Ksiva Yish Mimenu Shevi, the Pasuk says they describe the act of taking possession. The Goyim took possession of a one of the people of Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk refers to the one who acquired, that he gets Shevi, he has taken this item for himself. So it's his. Okay. Zok Rashi. The Maisi Yodav. We saw Kadalei Miyodav, the Maisi Yodav Bekasba. So now the Yisrael will be kind of the Eved Kanani from the captors who owned his Maisi Yadayim. The Yisrael will now be owned the Maisi Yadayim. But the Kinyan Aguf in the Eved he won't have. So now the next part of Rashi is difficult to understand. Well, Gufe, let's read a Kipshuta for a second. Regards to, so when will the Yisrael Sheni, the Rabbi Sheni, get a Kinyan Haguf in the Eved? If he's Tiberlim, Betil the Shem Abdus, Kaminim Yabamis, Machelitz. So, by being Tiberlim, Shem Abdus, he gets a Kinyan Haguf. So, Grashi, one second. The case over there was a person who started out as a goy, and he's going through his conversion process. So if he does the process, l'shem, to be a ben churin, he's a ger. If he does it, l'shem, being an eved, he becomes an eved kanani. So the process, the kinyan aguf, comes with the process of mila and tefila, l'shem, avdus, but that's the original mila and tefila. Once he's an eved kanani, dipping him in the mikvah again doesn't change anything. So how are we saying over here that the Rabbi Sheni gets the bialis in him, leguv, ayirei, the tefila, the shem avdus. Rabbi feeling all but tovul agabe Rabbi Rishon, even though he's already went through this process by Rabbi Rishon. So he's a full-fledged Eved Kanani. Still, Kanya Shvoi B'Yush L'maisa Yodav. So the Shvoi will be kind of this Jewish Eved Kanani, this semi-Jewish, L'maisa Yodayim. How do I know? L'afil Yisrael Nami Mikdilei L'Eved Kacham L'maisa Yodav. Goy can be kind of even a Stamad Jew. Kabbalchamri can be kind of an Eved Kanani. And he did so not make me be yovel. I'll ever be stabbed loyal them. Now, when a goy is kind of Jew, the pasuk says he goes free. The Jew goes free by yovel. But that part wouldn't apply to Eved Kanani because Eved Kanani never the pasuk is loyal mehem tavodu. So if a goy would own another goy for my siyadayim, or Eved Kanani for my siyadayim. Yovel does not affect that. Therefore, when the Yisrael is buying, being parted from the Shavuot, he's kind of the person as the Ma'aseh Yadayim, irregardless whether there's going to be a Yovel or not. It's an ownership which is forever, being acquired forever. Okay. Mehem tiknu, Rabbi Yehu, Toksiv le'elmine, Mehem tiknu, Eved v'Oma. It's an extra pasuk for Rabbi, because it already says it earlier. Siva say, Begam, Mimdeh, Toshim, Agarim, Okem, V'tzit l'ishtoik. It says that you should be kind of from people which are distant, Eved v'Oma, and then Mimdeh, Toshim, Agarim, Okem, also, you can be kind of them as an Eved. We have the right Mehem Tiknu again. So the extra Mehem Tiknu, we darshan that you can be kind of from them, they can't be kind of from you. And they can't be kind of them, only a Jew can be kind of them to get a king and a goof. Well, can him kind of make some Mekam, a goof, a shaytzorch, Hamenu get me and get shikhur. Nafkamina is, if it's an ownership of Ma'aseh Yadayim, you wouldn't need to get shikhur. It's an ownership of the goof, you need to get shikhur. You don't need to get shikhur. Im yivrach v'menov yizkar mutter v'as yisrael shein goof v'kani l'chaber. Right. I don't know what everybody's talking about. I have it marked down last time, but I don't know what he's talking about, so. I learned this in yeshiva. We did get in 77. I don't think we did it in 77. Next time we did it was 84. Maybe it's in 84. 84 makes sense. I'm coming to Israel. The Ma'aseh Yadav. Shneimar. Chisasi Yad Ger. So the guy can be kind of Jew, but he's kind of the Ma'aseh Yadayim. Okay. So then more says the Hanimil Dovah Chacham kind of Chaver. One guy can be kind of another one is Bekas, but Dumi Dovah Chacham kind of Yisrael. Just like a guy is kind of Jew with Kesef. You see, Mekesef Meknosoy. Be'ivri Hanim Kerlo Bekacham. It talks about being part of him based on the amount that you acquired him. So it's talking about Kesef Meknosoy. So it calls the cast of a Kenyan. Mekaniyas Evichavim Evichavim Hoyalavtalei Mekaniyas Evichavim Yisrael. Like the Moor's going to say, that's a Kabbal Karmer. The source of that is from this Kabbal Karmer. How do you know about Chazaka? Kegan Shvoi Shehichzik Boi Kano He took possession of him. He asserted his authority over him. That's what chazak is. And took him for himself. The soy took the avid for himself. So how do we know that after that becheskes yush, because if you're rabbi, because he's yayish amenu, once the rabbi is misyayish, which functions like a hefker, the shvoy takes the eved for himself. So how do we know that that would work? Okay, the next two words, all becheskes, was taken out. Chazaka that Avicham and Niknaboy, that was your kind of Avicham with Chazaka. Hano Chazaka shall avdus. So that doesn't mean physically grabbing him. It means asserting your authority over him that he's an avid. How do you do that? Hilbishto hinilo herchitza the rabbi. He makes him do these actions. Which indicate avdus, helping him get dressed, etc. Kizani Risha Niknes, he the Israel Kodi Le Lebuchom and Bechazaka, the issue of one of the Kakos. So now, how do we know that a goy can become another goy with Chazaka? Abba Bechom and Lekodi Karka Bechazaka, Kisrael, Elekokin and Bechazib is Tinian by. Karkas with kesef. So how do we know he could kind of have it with chazaka that the shavoy should own him through chazaka that he could then turn around and sell him? So my answer is I'm going to my tir besichut. I'm kind of mechaber karka bechazaka by asserting his authority over the karka, he became the owner. V'hayavid nami kimin after yisrael b'yush kana le'avicham mechazaka. Once it's yush, the guy can use his chazaka to be kind to him. And there's no din of Yisrael Shal Yadei, which would prevent by Yisrael, if he gets something before Yish, Yish doesn't make it his. But by Goy, that concept doesn't exist. Tira b'zichon nitziv, al-tatsa esmoya v'chem in the yamel, al-tatsurem. So that there was an issue to, in any way, try and take the land of the Amon Amoyev. See if Kicheshbon Ir Sichar, Cheshbon, which originally was belonged to Amon Amoyev, now but it's described as Ir Sichar. So Alma Tir Moyev B'Sichar. So through Sichar, Moyev became permitted to Klal Yisrael.
Permitted.
When the Amon Ashrachem Yiftach Shamru. Loi Malachi bnei Amon, Kilocha Yisrael es artzi ba'aloisei mimitzrayim me'arnoin v'alayaboik. Furthermore, we see that these were the same lands, because later on we see that by Yiftach, they complain that the Jews took the land and describes it from Arnoin to Yaboik. V'ashkon k'shekub kibshu es eretzichon v'yirish es artzoi. The pasuk says, me'arnoin ad Yaboik. So we're talking about the same places. Alma bnei Amon kavsha. So obviously, Sichon got it from the bnei Amon. But how do Yisrael be kavsha min eilin? The Jews were kind of from Sichon. V'tir lema yodoy, and they became admitted to Klal Yisrael through the actions of Sichon. Alma kanya mechazaka. We see chazaka works. Yisrael Menolan, if you had Eved Zed the Shaif Mitzvahs, here you're asking we're going to be kind of a Yisrael, because Eved Kanani is Chaif Mitzvahs. So he's more than just a goy. It says, Vishra Ben Hashemi, Medikar Le Shevi, Didei, Shamino, Kanye Bechazaka. It's his Shevi. So it means he was kind of him. Okay. Yeah, okay, let's hold it here.